We're holding Daf Tzadik Ches Amud Aleph on top. But the Gemara said, Loish Nehochi, Loish Nehochi. That doesn't make enough Kamina. Rashi says it means on the Kenisa, the Kronos, on the top of the Karen, when it went in, where there was an Amma of 5 Tzvachim or 6 Tzvachim, that does not make enough Kamina. The gift to the last heresy we had was that the Pshat in this Pasik of the Chek Amma, that we count the Yisoid, was the height of the Yisoy Takadet, one Amma was the Bas Chomish, was 5 Tvachim. But that when the Amma Reichiv, means when it comes in the Kenisa, was an Amma of 6 Tvachim. So if the Gemara says like this, if so, Mizbeach Kamehevi, how tall was the Mizbeach? We're going now that the Amma of the Mizbeach was 6 Tvachim.
Just the bottom Amma of the Yisoy, the height of Yisoid was 5 Tvachim, and Odin, the height of the Karen, was also 5 Tvachim. So it comes out, Kam Hevi, what was the height of the Mizbeach? Chamishim V'timna, it was 58 Tvachim. In other words, most of them had 6, just 2 Amos had 5. So it comes out, it was 58 together, like 60 minus 2. And so, Palgid Mizbeach, where's the Chut HaSikra, where's the hip line of the Mizbeach? Come heaven, Esrim Fetisha, 29 Tvachim, that's the middle point of the Mizbeach. Now, Mikronos Viat Saiviv, how far down was it from the top, the Kronos until the Saiviv? Mikronos Viat Saiviv, come heaven, Esrim Atlosa, it was 23 Tvachim down. If so, Kame Botze Lepagad Mizbeach, how far off is this from the Chut HaSikra? Shisha, it was 6 Tvachim below. In other words, the Seivev really was 6 Tvachim above the Chut HaSikra. So it comes out very good then. What's none we learned. Im also Lamata Miraglov, when the Kohen was standing on the Seivev with the Eilas Oif, that's supposed to be on the top of the Chut HaSikra, even if he makes the Mitzvah Adam underneath his feet, Afilu Amma Achaz Ksheira, even though he comes down one Amma, 6 Tvachim, still it's Ksheira. So it comes out very good, because the Chut HaSikra was 6 Tvachim below the Seivev. And they can only have a proof of this also. The Siddur Pasuk says, Cheko Amo V'yama Reichev Shma Mina. So Rashi says that they can only have the proof is, because once it says Cheko Amo, it says the word Amo after the Chek, and when it says V'yama Reichev, the Yama before the Seivev. So Shma Mina, that the two different Shirim. So Chami, one Taka, the Seivev, the Yisoid, was 5 Tvachim tall, but by the Seivev, that Taka was 6 Tvachim. So that's how we come out with the Cheshbon, everything comes out very good. Now the Gemara says, the Kama Amma Beninis, how tall, what was an Amma, middle-sized Amma? Om Rabbi Yechanan, Shisha Tvachim, 6 Tvachim, that was called the middle. A small one would be 5, and Mashma, there was even bigger than 6, so the middle one is called 6 Tvachim. Om Rabbi Yase Bar Avin, we also learn like this, that it says, Rabbi Meir says, HaShulchan was Orkoi Shnei Mosa, it was long 12 Tvachim, Baruch Vashisha, and it was wide 6. Rashi says, and Shaminu Rabbi Meir, the Yom Liel, Kol Amma is Hayiv Beninis, that all the Yamas on the Mishkan was Beninis, Amma Beninis Hainu Bashesh. Because the Shulchan was an Amma wide and 2 Amas long, so you see clearly that it was 6 Tvachim. Now the Gemara says, Nechlau Dehevi Amma Denofish Minei. If 6 Tvachim is called an Amma Beninis, Mashma, there were Amas that were even bigger, longer than 6. The Rashi says, like, but to me, where do we find longer than 6? So Gemara says, yes, I'll tell you, we find that. For your Tanan, a proof of this, like this, we learned, a Mishnah in Klayim that says like this, that Shtei Amas Hoyi B'Shushin Abira. There were 2 Amas in the Shushin Abira. Rashi says, Makolos Hoyi Shom. They were like staffs, that they used to use them to measure off the Amas. And Shushin Abira, Rashi says, that was a Cheder Echad, one room, that was built there on the Shara of the Mizrach, on the east gate of the Azara. And they used to have pictures there of Shushin Abira. We'll soon see why. Now, these 2 sticks, there's 2 makolas there, Achas Alker Mizrachis Tzvonis, one was on the corner there of the east, north, the Achas Alker Mizrachis Remis, one was on the east, south. Now, Shalkerim is Rochus Tzvon, is one on the east, north, Yisrael, Shal Moshe Chatzi Etzba. Moshe's Amo was six Tvochim. This was six Tvochim plus a Chatzi Etzba. So you see, there's a little bit bigger than six Tvochim. Now, Shalkerim Mizrochus Roimus, the stick, the staff that was on the corner of the Mizrochus Roimus, the east, south, side, Hoisi Yisraelah was even bigger than the first one, another Chatzi Etzba. So Nimtzev, it comes out that this one was Yisrael Shal Moshe. This Amma was longer than Moshe's Amma, which was only six Tvachim. This was an Etzba. This was six Tvachim plus an Etzba. So we find a bigger Amma than just six Tvachim. Therefore, six Tvachim is called a Benini. Now, V'lom Amma, why was it said, Achas Gadol V'Achas Ketana? Why taka these two staffs, these two measuring sticks? Why was one a little bit longer than the other one? Kedei sheheya umnin, that the work is there, noitlam biktana, that they have to take something out of the Beis Hamikdash, they should measure it in the smaller stick. Umazirin b'gdela, when they have to return it, they should return it with the bigger stick, with the bigger measuring. And nor the kedei shelo yavoilu demila, they should not come to have any hanor at all from Hegdish. And Tosfos speaks out that Mila really is Lavdavka, it just means to say they didn't want to have any enjoyment at all from Hegdish. And now the Gemara asks, V'tarti Lomali, how come they have two measuring sticks? Like, first we say, true, you had the measurement of Moshe, that was a regular Amma of six Tvachim, and then you had these two sticks bigger, one was a Chatzi Etzba bigger, one was a complete Etzba bigger. So we have a bigger measuring in order to return it more than we took. But still, what do we have to have two bigger ones for than Moshe? It would have been enough to have just one bigger. V'tarti Lomali, Sumer says, yes, Chod l'kaspa d'hava. One was when we're measuring off gold or silver. V'chod l'binyona. And one when we're measuring off stand for the binyan for building things, the building material, not the gold and silver. So there, in this one, it was bigger, complete etzba. Hagmar says, T'nan hosum, we the Mishnah in Midois, that Shar HaMizroch, on the east gate of the Beis HaMikdash, all of Shushan HaBira Tzura. There were like pictures of the Shushan HaBira. My time, what's the reason? How come they have to have pictures of Shushan HaBira? So it's Machlokes Rav Chizdov Rav Yitzhak Bar Avdimi. Chadama 1 says, Kedei Sheyedu Meichin Bo, that they should be reminded from where did they come? As they came from Pras, and they should always go and give Haidor, give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he saved us from Shushan HaBira. So that's why I was there, to remember to praise Hashem like. That's what one man Yomi says. V'chadam one says, Kedei Shetei Amos Malchus Aleim, that no, even now they should always have fear of the Malchus. They should be have the fear of the Malchus of Pras right now. Omer Rabbi Yanai, Rabbi Yanai also says like this, that the Olam Tei Amos Malchus Alecha, should always have the fear of the power of the king over them. Shenemar, as the pasuk says in Shemos, Vayerdu kol avodecha elo elai v'shtachavu li leimor. That Moshe Rabbeinu told Moshe, told Paro, it's going to come that all your avodim, all your people are going to come to bow down to me. But v'ilu ludidei loy komalei. But Moshe did not say to Paro himself that you yourself would also come bow down to me. Even though that's what happened at the end, the Paro came running for Moshe. But still, as covered Amalkus, he didn't want to say it. Another proof is Reb Yechlin Rama Meyachov in this pasuk. Shenemet says, "V'yad Hashem hoisel aliyo, the hand of Hashem was by aliyo, the Yeshana Mustam by girding himself, v'yoros of Meyachov, and aliyo, the Novi, went to run by the front of the king, ad bachu Yisraelo, mashmi had covered Malchus, he went to run by the side of the king." Now another pasuk in Yecheskel says, "V'yoleyo l'trufa, that the leaves will heal you." And this talking about Rashi says, Lo Sadlova, Yubayim Moshe Mashiach. So what does the pasuk mean to say? So Rav Chizdov, Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, Machlokes. Chadama 1 says, Lahata Pe Shalomalo. If anybody couldn't speak, his mouth was closed, Yubayim Moshe Mashiach, these trees will heal you. You'll be able to talk. For Chadama 1 says, it means Lahata Pe Shalomato. Meaning if an Isha was an Akoro, she couldn't have children, then she'll be able to have children. Itmi, we learned, that it means that the Ola Trufa, that eventually all the Ilmam, all the dumb people will be able to talk. It means to say, no, an Isha that couldn't have children eventually should be able to have children. Tana Rabbanan, Ilu Nemach, the Pesuk would have said in Vayikra, take this amount of flour and bake for the lechem upon him, bake 12 chalas out of it. V'samto oisom, and make from it shtei marachas, two piles. The Pesuk would have just said that, make 12 and make two piles. V'loy neman, the Pesuk would have not said sheish, like on each pile there should be six and six. And the question is, what does the Pesuk have to say it for? Pshita. No, the Pesuk wouldn't have said it. Maybe would have said achas shelarba v'yachas shel shemayna, that you are able to make these two piles, one of four chalas, one of eight chalas. L'kach nema, therefore the pasuk has to say clearly sheish, no, each pile has to be six chalas. Now vayitu again vilu nema shtayim marochas, the pasuk would have just said make two piles sheish hamarochas, and you have to have six on each pile. For Lenem, the Pesuk wouldn't have said altogether, it's Shtei Mesra, it's 12. And the Chum, what do you have to say 12 for? Pshit, if it says 2 and 6, each one, I know it's 12. Maybe no, the Gemara says. Hayisiyem, I would have said to say, maybe Sholosh, Shel Sheshesh, maybe you have to make 6 rows of 6 apiece. So maybe altogether there are 18 chalas. The Kachnema, therefore, Shtei Mesra, the Pesuk has to say, no, there are only 12 chalas. Now again, Vilu Nemar, the Pesuk would have just said, Vilu Nemar, Shtei Mesre Chalas, you have to have 12 Chalas. Umar Rochois, and you have to have piles. V'loy Nema Shtayim, and it wouldn't have said 2 of Sheish, 2 piles of 6 apiece. Hayisayim, I would have said like this, Shloisha Shel Arbaava. The Pesuk just would have said, you have to have 12 Chalas and piles. Maybe you have to make 3 piles, 4 and 4 and 4. V'kach Nema, therefore the Pesuk has to say clearly, no, Shtayim, you have to have 2 piles, v'sheish, and each one has to have 6 and 6. So therefore, the maskonah is, ho'ach lo yermo gimu mikroes halolu, if we would not have these 3 psukim teaching us exactly that you have to have 12 and 2 piles and 6 and 6, lelo madnu, I would not know exactly how it's supposed to be. Now the Gemara explains, okay, said, how was it done? That noisen shtayim marochas, used to make 2 piles, shel sheish sheish. That's the way it's supposed to be. And therefore, v'yimnosen acha shalarba v'yachash shemayna liyotze, chlam, you're not yotze the mitzvah. That's not going to be 6 and 6 and not 4 and 8. What's going to be shtayim shal sheva sheva? Let's say they make 2 piles of 7 7, they do more than they're supposed to. So what's the locha? So it's a machloikis. Rebbe Yom Rebbe says, royin es el yoyna kiluena. We look as if the top chal on each row, as if it's not there, and still will be kosher. For the more why, we need v'nosa to'al, you have to put on top of the lechem the bezichim. So it has to be on top of the top chala, not on top of the seventh one. It's like a chatitza. Or Malay Rav Chizda, the Rav Hamnunas, Rav Chizda is back to Rav Hamnuna, no. For Yarmulan, some say, Rav Hamnunas said to Rav Chizda, Rav Chizda, that Rebbe the time, Rebbe goes according to his own time. The Yom that Rebbe holds, al b'samach, when it says put the bezichim al lechem, it does not mean on top of the lechem, that's on top of the sixth one, but al means b'samach next to it, on the side of it, on the shulchan itself. So even though you have 7 chalis, it could be the bezichim is no chatzitza, because it was on the side of them. The Tani we learned, Rebbe Yem Rebbe says, when the Pesuk says, v'nasat al hamarocho, al marechas levoino, zakom, al means b'samach, not that it has to be on top of the lechem, but on the side of the lechem. So where it says, Atoimi, you tell me, Al means besamach next to it. Oyeinu, maybe not that way, Ela Al mamish. Maybe Al means mamish on top of it. Kishuim, when the Pesuk says, Vesakoysa al oron, es haproiches, that you should cover up the oron with the proiches. So have yom of this we see, even though the Pesuk says Al, does not mean on top, the proiches was not on top of the oron, but rather besamach is on the side, next to the oron. You see, a lashon of al also means next to on the side of it. Yeah, now it says in the Mishnah, Kol HaKelum Shebe Mikdosh, all the Kelum in the Mikdosh, Orkon was according to the Orich of the Bayis. The length of the Keli was according to the length of the Beis HaMikdosh. Tanur Rabbon, what like this? Kol HaKelum Shebe Mikdosh, all the Kelum in the Beis HaMikdosh, Orkon, the length of them, was Liorkel Shebayis, It was between Mizrach and Maariv, the length of the Mizbeach, of the Beis Hamidrash. Now, Chutz excluding Me'oren from the Oren HaKodesh, She'orkoi, the length of the Oren was L'rochpoi Shel Shabayis, was according to the width of the Bayis. And the Kach HaYamunach, this is the way it was put down, the Kach HaYubadav Munachim, that's the way also the Badim was Munach. The staffs, like the sticks that you hold up the Oren with, they're also Munach that way. So Mora says, my common, what does the Braisa mean to say? Hochi common, this is what it means to say. Kach HaYamunach, what is the way the Oren was, that the length of the Oren was according to the width of the bias. Why? Mi de badav kachoy menachiv, that since the badim was that way, that's the proof how the Oren was. Now, u badav minolan, how do we know to say the badim, the staffs, taka, they went according to the length of the bias? Titani, we learn like this. The Pasuk says, v'yarichu habadim, that the badim, the staffs, the poles that held up the Oren, that was like long. Now, Yochel, I would have thought to say, loyhoyu noigim apreiches, maybe even though they were long, they did not reach the preiches that was mavdu between the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kodoshim. Talmudim, the Pasuk says, v'yiru, no, they could see it. If you tell me you could see the staffs, the poles, Yochel, maybe a mekaroyim apreiches, maybe like the staffs, like cut through the preiches, like a hole there. The Yoitzim and the staffs, when it came through, Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says and teaches us, Talmud Lema, Lo Yiro Hachutza, you cannot see the Badim outside the Preches. It was so located, how does it come out? How was the Badim? The Badim were Doichkim, they were like pushing or bolting and sticking out, they were pressing against the curtain, like in bulging out, or bolting the Preches. It was bulging out from the curtain, from the Preches. And it looked kemin shnei dod isha. It looked like the two breasts of a woman. Shinema, the Pasuk says, Tzeror hamor doideli ben shada yolin. The Tzeror hamor, my beloved one, was bundled up like maror and lied between my breasts. That means to say the badim, they were sticking out like shnei dodim. Fortune said that Pshat is just like the Dodi Isha, when the Isha nurses a child, she gives the nourishment to the child, who had in the Oren, the Torah, that gives the nourishment to Klal Yisrael, to a Jew. Now, we're saying now what the Badim was according to the length of the Bais, and it was sticking out a little bit, pressing, bulging out from the Prechus. Now the question is though, Minola and the Badov, Lepus Yidoren, how do we know the Badim was between Lepusia, was between the width of the Oren, Hevi Yasvei, maybe was along the length? How do we know to say the Badim was along the width? So therefore we say now that the width of the Oren was between the Mizrach and Maariv, and the length of the Oren was between the Dorim and Tzofin, was not according to length of the Bayis. How do we know to say like this? Sumara says, Dilma, the question is, Dilma li orka di Oren hevi yasvi. Maybe the Badim was according to the length of the Oren. So, male again, you have no proof. Maybe the Oren also was according to the length of the Bayis. So, Mora says, no. Omer Rav Yehuda, Trey Gavri, the Amto Palgi, le Mistagilu. That you had to have, we'll soon see, four people hold the Oren on each side of the Badim. So it comes out in between the two Badim, there has to be two people standing there. Now if the Badim was only was going according to the length of the Oren, so the space in between was like the width of the Oren, which is only 2.5 arm and a half, where it says Amo Palgo, so B'yam to Palgo, you can't have two people. As the Mora says, Amo Yuda, Trey Gavri, two people, B'yam to Palgo, 1 arm and a half, Le Mistagalu, can't be there. So if it's better, like we're saying now, that Avada, the Badim, went according to the width, and therefore, the in between the two Badim was like the length of the Oren. Therefore, there's more space, therefore two people could fit in there. Now the Gemara says, Minolan, how do we know the Biyabu Hevi Dorilhu? How do we know that we had four people carrying the Oren, Taki, you have to have two on each side, in between the two Badim or two people. To see the Pasuk says, V'noso HaKosim Trei, the Kosim carried at least two people. Then also says, Noisei HaMikdash, the one carrying the Mikdash, Nami Trei, Mashma, another two. So the kids are together, there were four people carrying the Oren. The Rashi says, HaKosim Shnayim, Noisei Oren HaMikdash Shnayim, V'kimu Alavim, Es HaMishkan, K'shei Reitzim, Lachnois, Adbo, Elu Noisei Oren. So Mashma says, two times two, there were four people carrying the Oren. Now the Gemara says, Tanur Rabbanan, not like this. Hishno asor shulchanos osa Shlomo HaMelech. By the base of Midrash Harishon, Shlomo HaMelech made 10 new shulchanos. He had one from Moshe, and he made 10 new ones. Shneimer the Pasuk says, Vayas shulchanos asorah, that he made the 10 shulchanos. Vayonach Beichel, and he put them in the Heichel, these 10 shulchanos. Chamishu miyamin v'chamishu mismil. 5 on the right side and 5 on the left side. Now, what does it mean to say right and left? V'im taim, if you want to tell me, chamisha means miyamin ha-pesach. 5 shechonos was on the right side of the pesach of the heichel. V'chamisha mismil ha-pesach, and 5 shechonos was on the left side of the pesach. And came, if so, mutzino shashulchan v'darim. It comes out the shulchan was on the south side of the heichel. And it's not supposed to be there. V'atayram, the Torah says, v'yashulchan titin atzelat tzofan. That the shulchan should only be on the north side of the heichel, not on the south side. So you can't say it was both on the right and the left side of the Pesach. Then you'll have on the Dorim. Ela rather was like this. What it meant to say, 5 and 5, Ela shall Moshe be emtza, that Moshe Rabbeinu's shulchan was in the middle. And now chamisha miyaminoi, there were 5 new ones from Shleima on the right side of Moshe's shulchan, for chamisha mismela. There was 5 new ones on the left side of the Shulchan Shel Moshe. Now, Tanur Rabbanan, what about this? The Braisa says also the same thing, that Eser Menorahs Osa Shleimai. Shleimai Melech made 10 new menorahs for the Beis HaMikdash. Shleimai Apostolic says, Vayas Eser Menorahs Hazav Eser, that Shleimai made 10 golden menorahs. Kimishpat, just like the Mishpat, the way Moshe Rabbeinu made his. And Vayitam Eichel, that Shleima put these 10 menorahs in the Heichel, and also says the same lashon, Chamisha miyamin v'chamisha mismail, 5 on the right, 5 on the left. Now what does it mean? If you want to tell me Chamisha miyamin ha-Pesach, 5 on the right side of the Pesach, v'chamisha mismail of ha-Pesach, and 5 on the left side of the Pesach of the Heichel, and came and saw it comes out, mitzin the menorah b'tzofen. So come out, you can have the menorah, at least 5 of them will be on the north side of the Heichel. And the Torah says no. The Torah says, yes, a menorah nechach ha-shulchan. The menorah has to be on Durm's side, the opposite of the shulchan. So what do you mean to say on both sides of the Pesach? Ela rather means like this, shel Moshe b'yemtza. That Moshe Rabbeinu's menorah was in the middle. And therefore these new 10 that Shlomo made, chamisha mimino, 5 was on the right side of it, v'chamisha mismila, 5 was on the left side of it. Now, Tony Chod, in one brayso we learned, machatzi you know where these menorahs were? They were like half of the heichal inwards. For Tony Chod, another verse that says mishlish habayis lefnim, from only a third of the bayis inwards were these menorahs. Hoyu menachem. So what's a stira? Someone says like kasha, there's no kasha. Mar kachoshev bayis kodesh kadoshim ba'adi heichal. If you said only one in one third, that's because you include the Kodesh HaKadoshim with the measurements of the Heichel. So the whole big thing together only went in one third. But Mother says it went halfway in, Lekachoshev Bayis Kodesh HaKadoshim Badi Heichel. He does not include the Kodesh HaKadoshim with the Heichel. We're only talking about the Heichel itself. Therefore, the Heichel itself, the menorahs went in halfway. Tanur Rabbanan, word like this, Mizrach Umarev Hoyu Menachem. Where exactly did they put all these Shechonis? They put them between Mizrach and Maruch, meaning according to the length of the Heichel. Divrei Rebbe, these are the words of Rebbe. We have Lezer, Rebbe Shimon Oimer, he says no. Tzofan v'dorm. It went according to the width, not the length, but it went between Tzofan and Dorm. Now, my time of the Rebbe, what's the reason of Rebbe that he says these Shulchanos went according to the length of the Heichel? Because Gomam v'Menorah, he learns out the Shulchan from the Menorah. Ma menorah, just like the menorah, Mizrach Umarah was going according to the length of the bayis. between Mizrach and Mariv, Afaninami, these Shulchanos also were between Mizrach and Mariv, according to the length of the Heichal. Now, a menorah, Gufim, how do we know the menorah itself was also between Dorim, between Mizrach and Mariv? Kidimidachsiv, the Pasuk says, B'neim HaRabi, about the Neim HaRabi, the Pasuk says, Yarach Oysa Yarwan, Lefnei Hashem, that this one Neim HaRabi, this was Tzidid Lefnei Hashem. Nechlau de Kulu, La Lefnei Hashem, all the rest of them were not called Lefnei Hashem. If it was between Sofen and Dorim, they should all be considered Lefnei Hashem. Rashi says, Midichsiv, B'neim HaRabi, Lefnei Hashem, Nechsiv, Yarach Oysa Yarwan, Lefnei Hashem, Nemash, Mois Lefnei Hashem, V'yenach Lefnei Hashem, Al Mechadu De'avei Kapim, as only one facing towards Marav, Litzad Beis Kodesh Kodoshim, Alma Mizrach and Marav Menachim, they are between Mizrach and Marav, V'yachid Shen Shotzad Marav, Kola Nemaravi, and the one towards Marav, that's called Nemaravi. That's the Rai, the Menor itself, was facing the length of the Bais. Now, Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon, my time, what does he say? No, that the Shulchan was according to the width of the Bais, because Goma Miyorin, he learns it out from the Oren. Ma'oren, just like the Oren we had before, was between Sofen and Dorim, the width of the Bais of the Kodesh Kodoshim. Haninami, the Shulchan also, was Sofen and Dorim, facing the width between north and south. Now, what's the Machlokes? For Rebbe Fred Gemara Nami, Ligma Miyorin, what is learned out from the Oren to say when according to the width? What is learned from the menorah when according to the length? Sateret is poshid, donen chutz michutz, v'yein donen chutz mipnim. The shulchan and the menorah were both outside in the heichal, not in the kodesh hakadoshim. So we learn out the shulchan from the menorah and not from the orin that was in the kodesh hakadoshim. If so, Reb Lozer, Reb Shimon, ligma me menorah. How come he learns out the shulchan from the orin from the kodesh hakadoshim? Why doesn't he better learn it out from the menorah that it was facing Mizrach Amarav according to the length of the bayis? Omaloch, so Reb Lezer Lentz even tell you menorah gufa tzofim v'dorim heve menucha. He also holds that the menorah was according to the width of the bayis between tzofim and dorim. V'demariv sov elai oksivai, it says yarech oisei arvan abonov. It's a mashma that only one ner was between Lefnei Hashem, and if the whole menorah was between Sofen and Dorim, so all the neres were facing towards Marav's side. So Marav says, no, the mitzad and luat dudei, they're all facing towards the middle. The right side, like the picture in Rashi, that the right side was facing towards the left, and the left side was facing towards the right side. They're all facing towards the middle one, which was the ner Maravi. The Tanya, it says in the Pasuk, we learned like this, El mul pneim nero yiru shivas neros. Malamra comes to teach us, show you mitzadadin pneim kalfe nerem tsoi, that the three on the right side and three on the left side are all facing the middle ner Maravi. And the ner Maravi is called the middle one according to this man the Yama. So Kitzi, he holds even the menorahs between Safin and Dorim, therefore he holds to Adin, the Shulchan was also between Safin and Dorim, the width, not the length. Omar Rebbe Nosin, Mikan, from here we learn out, Shem Tsoi Meshubach, that the middle Nair, that was the best one, they were both sides were facing the middle one, that was considered the Nair Maravi. Samara says, Mishloim is good Laman the Yom Mizrach Umariv, that the Shulchanos were facing the length of the bias of the Heichel, Haino Devi Yasvi Yasara Bi Esrim. That's why it's good where you could have 10 in 20. Rashi says, like we had before, that the Shekhanas was half of the bayis inside, so therefore he got these 10 Shekhanas, which each Shulchan was 2 Amis long, so it was 20 Amis, even though the half of it was 20 Amis, so it's laid off, some of it could be sticking out into the other. If it says the Chatzi, a bayis lofnim, doesn't mean exactly Chatzi, it could be a little bit more, so it's good. But that Laman the Yom itself from the Dorm, if you tell me what, that the Shekhanas were facing the width of the bayis, if so, Yud B'chof Heche Ebi Yasvi, the width of the Heche was only 20 Amis. So how could you have 10 Shekhanis, which was exactly 20 Amis, fit into 20 Amis? Vesu, secondly, Kanam Heche Ebi Ayli, how did the Kanam walk in? There is no room for the Kanam to walk in. Vesu, Matzino He Shekhanis Shebedorim, Ves. It's going to come out now, 5 of these Shekhanis was on the Durham side. And we came out, no, the Shulchan has to be on the Tzofen side, not on the Durham side. Vesu, Shulchan de Moshe Echad Manachlu. Where did they put the Shulchan of Moshe? If the Shulchanis went according to the width, and they covered up the complete 20 yamas of the width, so where was Moshe Shulchan? Samura says, no, Latam, according to your Tam, even among the Yom Mizrach Amarev, Nami, Shulchan de Moshe Echad Manach, even if you say it went the length, so good, it was 20 yamas half of the length. So even when it says a little extra wasn't in Meduyik, Rakoponim, where did they put the Shulchan Shemaisha? Ella, what do you have to answer? Mi Sarput, who told you? Chadore Heve, who told you it was one row of all 10, one after another? It could be the Pshat is Trey Doraninu. There were two different rows, like the picture you have on the top side of Rosh and Tzadik Tessia. There were two different rows, 5 and 5, and the one of Moshe was in the middle. Therefore, even though it went according to the width of the bias, you only had 5, you're going across. So 5 times 2 is only 10, it was only taking up 10 amis, and the width was 20 amis. Therefore, there was space for everything, and the yol fit tak on the tzofen side, nothing had to go on the durum side. All right.
Well, we'll continue on the other side.